Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Colton Molesky, and with me on the line, Brendan Scarborough, the Flying Hawaiian. I have in one corner the Bureau, Elias Bonnet, and in the other corner, a new time guest, Darius Retzer. And we're going to be recapping the first Timberwolves win of the 2017-2018 season. That's right, folks. They beat the Utah Jazz 100-97. If you didn't catch the game, there was a clutch shot from Jay Crossover, a three-point splash to put them ahead by 4 points. There was some foul trouble at the end. Wiggins had a foul in the end, and that sent Rubio to the line for a free throw. And then there was some scuffle. There was a fight for the ball. People were trying to take shots. It was some craziness. We'll get to that. But the Wolves came out on top with the first win of the season in their home opener. It was fantastic. And I wanted to swing it to you guys first. Darius, the new timer, the first timer. What did you think of the win? What did you think of the Timberwolves' effort to get the W over a tough defense?
Yeah, first time on the show. First Timberwolves win. Funny how that works. You know, as someone that's watched this young team for a few years, I really like the fact they dug out a close game against a good defensive team. It's something they haven't been able to do the last few years, and finally getting a little veteran presence, Jimmy Butler, some Taj Gibson, able to get in there, get some clutch minutes. I love seeing them finally win a close one, and that's what's going to be the difference between them being a non-playoff team and a playoff team this year, winning close games against good teams, especially good defensive teams, which Utah definitely is. I also really like the depth that this Wolves team has on the bench compared to other years. They've gone from no bench to, I think, a fairly substantial bench. So a couple things I really liked out of tonight.
Eli, the Bureau, what did you think of the Jay Crossover shot? What were the emotions when you saw him splash that one? Because that was a tough shot. That was a tough shot from outside.
That was definitely a tough shot. I don't know. All I know is there was coverage on him, so that was definitely a contested three. So when he went up with it, I was like, I closed my eyes for a second. I said a little prayer to the powers that be. You know how it is.
So basically, you're taking credit for him making the shot.
Honestly, I'm not saying it's definitively, but there's definitely circumstantial evidence that something to do with that shot.
Well, you know what? We'll let Jamal Crawford know as soon as possible, and we'll tell him to give credit where it's due. Brennan, we were talking about this defense earlier today. What does it mean for the Timberwolves to get a win, not only just to get the first win of the season under the belt, but to get a win against this stout defense that the Utah Jazz have?
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing, especially we were talking today, Rudy Gobert having just, you know, he had a great game last game with 18 points. And Karl Anthony Towns, you know, I think he came out on top in this one, especially down low. Utah Jazz, Gobert has been an absolute monster down low. And it seemed, and I was following the game live, it seemed that Karl Anthony Towns was able to he wasn't able to do anything big. But as we were saying earlier today, if they're able to hold this team down, if they're able to, you know, keep the game close, I think they can do this with anybody, honestly. The Wolves' defense looked good. They kept themselves in the game. And huge shot by Crawford at the end. I think this is a great win for the Wolves. Great look for their defense.
Crawford finished with 17 points. He had Wiggins with 21, Towns with 20, 13 from Butler. Going back to Towns, not only did it look like a pretty good bounce-back game for him, because obviously he played fairly well against the Spurs, but he also got worked by LaMarcus Aldridge on the defensive side a lot. In this one, he had 10 rebounds with the 20 points. It just looked like a little bit of a bounce-back game for him, and he was definitely making his presence felt, especially late in that game. Darius, what does it mean for Cat to be one of the primary guys involved in the win, not only that it's a Timberwolves win?
Cat's going to be the superstar on this team for years to come. He's got to be the guy that's consistent game in and game out. We don't need a triple-double from him every night, but we need that double-double. That's what he's going to give us. And when he can get that first game of the year, that was a bad double-double from him. But this game, he was really strong and just really 21 points. It was a really solid game from him. He needs to be consistent. You're going to get a lot more point fluctuation from guys like Butler and Wiggins, but we need consistency from Cat, and I think that's what we saw tonight.
Well, that was one of the things, too, is I really loved how this team, Like, not only did they get a win, and not only did they have their stars contribute, all of them, but they had stretches where each star was contributing, right? Where early on, Wiggins was the guy, and he was putting up shots, and it seemed like he couldn't miss, and Towns was getting a bunch of boards. Later on, it was that Teague-Butler mix that was really working for offense. And then late in the game, it was Crawford, it was Towns, it was Butler who were really sealing the game for this team. So I like that not only did they win, but they didn't need one guy to score 45 points. They had a huge contribution from a bunch of different guys, and that's what made this one, I think, a little more special than just the average win, is that they were able to win this one as a team. And from the perspective of, these are all a bunch of new guys, and they're a bunch of younger guys trying to gel together on this new team, that's really encouraging that they were able to really stick this one together as a unit and win. Granted, it's at home, but win against a tough Utah Jazz team as an entire squad, as a complete unit. Brendan, if you're looking at this team, is this the kind of performance you want to see from Butler all the time, that you want to see him scoring a couple stretches, but then you want to see him also get the assists, get steals? He had 5 steals in this game. You want to see him get the assists, 3 of those, 7 rebounds. You want to see him do a little bit of everything?
I would say so. And we talked about this on one of your earlier podcasts. I think one of the things about being, you know, the guy on a team, or just being the person that people look to, is that you got to be able to do what people need. And as of right now, you know, in the assist column, you have Teague for that. In the rebounds column, you're going to have Cat for a while. And then, you know, Wiggins is doing really well scoring-wise, 21 this game, 26 the game prior. You know, so as of right now, they don't need him to be the, you know, the scoring threat that he was in Chicago. But maybe, you know, a little bit of everything, sprinkle in 5 steals in there, that's not a bad performance. And that's if this means that the Wolves pull out close games, and, you know, he doesn't need to have the highest stats on the team to mean that he's really contributing. So I think for the Wolves right now, if it means that, yeah, they're winning because he does a little bit of everything, so be it, you know. I think right now he's just got to find his role, and right now it looks like he might be doing a little bit of everything, Colton.
And what did you think from the bench, to the bench effort? You had Crawford with the 17 points. How big was it? Is it for the Timberwolves to have somebody who's contributing in that way off the bench? Not only that they have their starters putting in really good work, but they have a bench guy putting up double digits points and making shots in the clutch late. I mean, that's why they brought him on, right? That's the reason they brought in Jamal Crawford. What is it like, or what does it say for this team to already have him so involved in the offense in the second game of the season?
I think it says a lot. And I also think it says a lot for the Wolves to be able to, you know, they can lean on a bunch of guys who are out of the starting rotation, you know, especially with Crawford coming on with 17. And we talked about this early on when he signed with the Wolves, that the Wolves are going to look for someone who's electrifying off the bench, someone who can hit big shots if he needs to, or just someone to, you know, maybe keep the offensive tempo up when the starters are on the bench. And Crawford seems to be doing that. Great pickup for the Wolves. And as you can see, you know, he's not doing too bad in the first 2 games of the season.
The Bureau, what was your thoughts when they were able to kind of ride out that wave? You saw the Rodney Hood. He had, in 90 seconds, he had 3 shots from downtown, just sunk them all. And then that they were able to ride out storms like that. They weren't just beating a solid defense, but they had some really nice offensive stretches. You saw Rubio make some clutch free throws down the stretch. What is it like to see that team not only do well, but do well through some storms on the offensive side?
Honestly, that was just impressive from the Timberwolves, from both their offense and defense. That was a rough stretch when they made those 3 3-pointers back-to-back. And I got, not going to lie, a little bit worried. But they came right back from that. Honestly, the matchup tonight between the newcomer, Jimmy Butler, and then former Timberwolves, Ricky Rubio, that was fun. That was the most fun to watch tonight. I was so excited.
And they got a little into it there.
That was a little bit of a tussle, I think.
Yeah, there was some words spoken. Rubio was not happy about that. Darius, were you betting on a fight right there? Were you betting on Jimmy Butler to win a fight? Did you already have a line on that?
I mean, if we're betting, it's obviously Jimmy Butler in that fight, but can we
you
just
gotta
say...
You got to love the kid who's coming out of Chicago, right?
I mean, yeah, but Rubio was on the floor just as much as he was, you know, making baskets. It was ridiculous. We were knocking him down left and right. I don't know if he was, you know, adding a little flop to some of those, but he was on the floor a lot tonight. I mean, it felt like he had reason to be angry.
He was getting kind of abused. As far as Wiggins, I'm not sure that we've seen that performance yet where you know that, oh, now the defense is coming along. But he's compensating with it for the offense, right? So, Darius, if you're watching Wiggins, are you fine with how he's doing right now just because he's put up back-to-back 20-point games, and that seems to be kind of his role in the team is, okay, maybe the defense isn't quite where it's supposed to be yet, but I'm going to score a lot, and I'm going to score early for the team.
I think with this team, it's gonna come in steps. So, right, that's what the team needs right now is that kind of scoring, and that's what he's going to provide. And it's going to feel good. We're going to ride it out, and I think it's going to result in a great regular season. But if we're going to be a team that's going to win in the playoffs when we make the playoffs, he's going to have to make that step. So for now, it's good. It's fine. It's dandy. But if we're going to make that step, that part has to come. It's fine. It's going to win us regular season games. But he needs to develop that defense. It's not an optional part of his game.
Yeah, but for right now, I mean, if you're knocking down shots left and right, you can weather that storm and let the defense develop. That's definitely going to carry them through a few months while
with
they're letting
the team
defense
we
play.
Have, he can absolutely play that way, and we can beat just about anyone.
Absolutely. And Butler, again, he looked phenomenal. It's going to be, I'm going to say this a lot throughout the course of the show, but it's so nice to have him on the team. Just create, because turnovers too were a problem early on in the first half. After that first half, you saw Towns was doing the interview before he went into the locker room. He was saying, we got to get the ball to our own guys. We can't keep tossing it to blue jerseys. And they did just that, and they were flipping the script and getting turnovers in the second half and making sure that wasn't going to kill them down the stretch of the game, making sure that Utah had to beat them straight up, not on any giveaways. And I thought that was a really big part, a really big story of that second half. And so we won the game. That's great. Now they have to go and play the Thunder on Sunday. So I want to go down the line for each of you guys. I'll start with Darius. Darius, against the Thunder, they looked good against the Knicks, and they had everybody clicking. It looked like they had it figured out with Paul George, with Russell Westbrook, with Carmelo Anthony. Excuse me, it's late, folks. It's late. It's past my bedtime. But what do you want to see from the Wolves defensively to try and stop that trio?
You know, it's weird because you think about it, like last year, you know, that was Wiggins on Russell Westbrook every time. And, you know, we think now we don't have to put him. We can throw Jimmy Butler over there. But you think now they've got Paul George. Now they've got Carmelo Anthony. So it's not going to give Wiggins a break. He's still going to have to be better defensively. And this team is going to have to be so sound. You're going to give up a lot of points to that team. Everyone's going to give up a lot of points to that team. I just want to see clean play. I don't want to see open shots. I don't want to see us turning the ball over a lot. I want to find a way to turn them over. There's a difference between giving up a lot of points with really sloppy play, and you can give up a lot of points because they're winning contested shots. And we need to see them winning those contested shots against us. We can't give this game away.
Bureau, I'm going to come back to you. I want some gambling lines because you're my man for betting. Brennan, if you're looking at one matchup in this game, what is it in this one that you really are looking forward to, Thunder versus Timberwolves?
If I'm saying a matchup, I want to go with Paul George, Jimmy Butler. I think that's the most even matchup, I think, in this game coming up. I think that's the matchup that you're going to want. As of right now, defensive-wise, I don't know if I want Andrew Wiggins guarding Jimmy Butler. I don't know if I want Andrew Wiggins guarding Paul George.
It's late, folks. It's late. It's all past all our bedtimes.
They're playing each other. We don't know who's on whose team. It's a mess
out there.
But I would say, yeah, Jimmy Butler, Paul George. It's going to be really exciting. And as he was saying earlier, this is a team that they're very experienced. Russell Westbrook he knows how to do what he does. And he got a triple-double in the first game. Who does that? But
projected 82 game triple doubles by ESPN with the clutch stat.
He's gonna average 82. But anyways, this is a team that's very experienced, and Jimmy Butler's gonna have to play his best basketball against Paul George. Everyone's gonna have to play their best basketball to beat them. I think, it's gonna be an exciting matchup, and I mean, another good test for the Timberwolves right away. I think it'll be a fun game.
Yeah, and that I think that Paul George Jimmy Butler matchup is gonna be really fun because it kind of feels like they're similar types of players in really every aspect too. They're really good in one-on-one isolation basketball. They're really solid defenders just as far as they're going to stay tight on their guy, and they're not going to give up a lot of easy shots when they're defending a particular player, and they can defend pretty much anybody on the other team. And they're going to do a good job involving other players around them. They're not really selfish players, so that's a really good matchup. I really like that going into it. The Bureau, Who are you betting? Who are you taking? What's the line? What do you like? What do you like?
Who am I taking? Thunder versus Timberwolves?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, right now, I just checked the gambling site, actually, and a bunch of the websites don't have the official lineup yet, but
I want you to go in blind. I want you to tell me.
I checked ESPN, so I'm not completely blind. They're giving it even money either way. I don't know. It's going to be such a great game.
Coin flip. Who are you putting your money on, Bureau?
After tonight, I'm a little bit of a Jimmy Butler fangirl, just because the depth that he had on
you
that
heard
field.
It here first.
The depth that he had on the court, that was amazing.
You know that you can be a fanboy. Like, you don't have to be a fangirl.
Nope, he's a fangirl. It's too late. Okay. Well, he's already assigned to it.
Hey, now I know.
He's
now
committed
I know.
To the role, completely committed.
Alrighty. So that was our quick post-game recap. We wanted to bring something to the Locked On Wolves fan base because it's the first win. We got to be hyped about it. We got to be excited about it. And we are. We're ready for the Thunder on Sunday. Hopefully the Timberwolves are as well. Great win by the home squad. Great way to start out the season at home. And a really good sold-out crowd, too, in Target Center. It was just a great atmosphere. Everybody had the kind of whiteout theme going. So that was just a great way to start the season at the refurbished court for the Timberwolves. I have Brandon the Flying Hawaiian on the phone, the Bureau in the corner, the number one fangirl, and newbie Darius Retzer in the other corner. This has been another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.